Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Robin Bertram, and she's the Vice President of Christian Women in Media. This is an association that is really looking at how we influence our culture through the media. So tell me, Robin, a little bit how you got into this, and just share with our listeners maybe your background and who you're married to and that kind of thing.
Sure, Rose, sure. More than 20 years ago, I had a real passion that God put in my heart to pray for Christian media. It started out as a cry out to God, God, where is our voice in the media? Where is our voice? And so from that prayer, from that one prayer, Rose, you know how God does. He just plants our feet on the path that we need to walk on. And through that prayer, I was invited to a conference to do an interview on a book that I was writing. And during that time, a lady that I met invited me to join Christian Women in Media. Through that experience, I started volunteering for the organization over 10 years ago. And as I volunteered for that organization, God birthed a television show out of that time, which was just such a blessing. And then I got involved with more work in the media, and now I'm the Vice President for Christian Women in Media in media relations. So that's been a real joy in my heart, because I know we need to impact the media with our Christian voice.
Yes, and you know, I was just looking at a piece of information that I had found here at this convention, and all these faces of all these men, and I counted three women. The whole page, you know, is full of men that we recognize as, you know, like Chuck Swindoll and Pastor Jeremiah, but very few women.
Yes, yes.
So in this Christian Women in Media, what do you see the role that women should play in media? I mean, I'm here. I actually am one of the very few hosts.
Yes.
Hostess, I don't know what you call me, of talk shows.
Rose, we are so excited about that, because we're seeing women across this nation step up to the plate that God has called them to be a voice across this nation in radio, in television, in publishing, in blogging. Women are blogging today like never before. So I think we're on a frontier with women being very active in Christian media. We're doers. We like to get things done. So I see an expansion coming as far as women in the field of media, where we're using our voice to impact our culture. And that's very exciting to me.
Now, we're really here to talk about your book, No Regrets. And you know, this is a saying that has gone around my family for a long time. Live life with no regrets.
Good.
So I love this title. I was drawn to it. And the first chapter says, live like you were dying, which,
yes,
guess what, we all are.
Yes, yes.
So just tell us what led you up to the book, and then let's start unpacking it.
That sounds...
And we'll leave the audience with a cliffhanger, right?
Yes,
because we want everyone to go to your website, which is?
Robin Bertram TV.
Okay, so Robin is spelled like Robin, and then Bertram is Bertram. TV.
Yes, yes. Rose, when I was in my mid-40s, my father, on his deathbed, he looked me in the eyes and he said, Robin, I have no regrets.
Oh.
And I thought, That's a life well lived.
That's right.
And at that time, Rose, I thought, well, I have regrets.
Yeah.
And I thought, how does a man live 84 years of his life and be able to say honestly on his deathbed, I have no regrets? So it started a period of introspection in my own life. I looked at my father's life and I thought, what is it about my dad that he could honestly say that, Rose? When he passed away, his funeral felt like a wedding celebration. It was the most joyous occasion for me personally. My father was a pastor for 50 years. He planted 5 churches. He traveled across the country and sang in a gospel group. And he was just a dear, lovely man. But person after person would come up to me in the viewing line, and they told me what an impact he had made in their lives. And I was astounded at how many people he had influenced and how his life was so impactful in our community. And so I started to think, this is worth putting on paper, Rose. This is something I want to put down on paper, because what started in my heart is I started to think, you have to first build a legacy. And to build a legacy, the only legacy that you can build that has any value is a legacy built on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have to start with that, Rose, or you don't have a legacy to leave.
Yes.
Because all of our wealth, all of our fame, all of our possessions will fade away like dust.
Yes.
And the only thing that we have of any eternal value is the things that we choose to do for Jesus Christ. That's it.
Yeah.
And so I think that people sometimes they will not give it thought. We're humans and we think we're going to be around forever. So that brings me, the first chapter of the book was I had a real life experience where I faced death for 1.5 years and I waited to die. I had gone through some very serious health crises. And I was at Mayo Clinic, and they didn't have any good answers for me. And they told me, you just have to wait. And so for about 1.5 years, I waited to die. And during that time, I put this on paper because it was so in my heart to do. And
yeah.
I thought I wanted to pass that on. So during that time, one thing that kept going through my mind, I have to leave something here of value. And I started to look around, and it would not be my jewelry or my homes or my cars. And so I thought, I want to pass forward the spiritual legacy that my father gave me. And I wanted to do it not just for my family, but I wanted to be more impactful for the people that I could reach. And so I started to look at his life. Okay, how do we, once we're saved, we start on a good foundation of Jesus Christ and salvation, how do we walk that out so we can live a legacy? Because you can't leave a legacy until you live a legacy.
Yes.
And so I started to look at my father's life and things that he taught me growing up. He taught me, Rose, how to love deeply. How do you do that? Well, biblically, Apostle Paul taught us in 1 Corinthians, when he was teaching the early church how to live like Christ, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It's not envious. It does not boast. And so, Rose, I started to look at that and I thought, that's the way my father lived his life. He lived it just as Apostle Paul had written. I think about how many Christians that we run into that they hold unforgiveness in their heart.
Yeah.
And so I have a chapter on the importance of forgiveness and how important it is as believers, as Christians, and even unbelievers. If you're chained to unforgiveness, you cannot possibly live the life you're called to live.
Yeah.
And so I really took some time to put that on paper, the importance of what that means and how it impacts our legacy.
And you know, there are some people that have absolutely risen from the dust. They didn't have the beautiful fathers that we had or the beautiful mothers that we have had. You know, both you and I have that huge gift of having parents that dearly loved us, and yet God has said, I will be your father.
Yes, yes.
And so everyone, there's no excuse. Everyone can live a legacy.
Yes,
and
yes.
And they can leave a legacy.
Yes, they can.
In fact, when I think about it, maybe your parents. My parents had some stories of, you know, very dysfunction and abusive experiences in the generation before them.
Absolutely.
But they found Christ.
Yes.
And they were followers by the time I was born.
Yes.
So their lives were much different than what they had experienced, and they were somehow able to stop that pain that often is passed generationally.
Right, right.
And they were able to live.
Yes.
As followers of Jesus.
Apostle Paul said this. He said, forget what is behind and press forward. And I think sometimes we as Christians and even non-believers, we tend to always look back. And Rose, when you're looking back, you cannot possibly look forward. If you're constantly looking back, you cannot look forward. And so I think we need to follow Apostle Paul's example and forget what is behind. And I know when there's a lot of pain in your life, that's hard to do. I remember a time my father, dear sweet man, in my early 30s, I was in prayer. And the Lord said this. It really spoke to my heart that I needed to write a letter and ask my father to forgive me. And I was so shocked. I thought, what's this about? You know, and the Lord really impressed upon my heart that I had held resentment in my own heart against my father because he was so busy with ministry. He was so busy with work that deep down inside, I had that resentment. I sat down, I wrote the letter, and I sent it to my father because I lived in a different state. And my father got it, and he said, Robin, I don't understand. And I said, it's okay, Dad. I said, will you forgive me? And he said, sure, I will. And what happened, I have two brothers and a sister, but my father and I became best friends. It was such a powerful time in our life. It's like God took even a greater area of my heart,
yes,
because I was willing to let go of the pain that I really didn't even realize I was carrying.
Yes.
It was only through God. But when I saw the result, it was we built a beautiful, much deeper, sincere relationship from that one letter, Rose. And from that point on, we were very, very, very close.
Well, we have to take a break right here, but
sure,
when we come back, I want to unpack more about abundant joy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion, and I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry, and I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support, so take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books from different guests that I've had on the show and different topics that I've done, and I also have some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland 21783.
Well, Welcome back. I'm talking to Robin Bertram, who is Vice President of Christian Women in Media, and we are talking about a recent book titled No Regrets, How Loving Deeply and Living Passionately Can Impact Your Legacy Forever. And you shared with us some of the stories. And as you were thinking, I was thinking of our Heavenly Father and how when we do intercessory prayer, we begin to, our brains connect with God's brain towards people. And we actually then begin to realize true love for our fellow man. So, you know, this letter that you wrote to your father, and of course, he didn't even know that he needed to forgive you. He probably didn't even know about those feelings of resentment that you had had, but that created then a special bond. My question is, if you had not sent the letter, but you had still done the forgiving, do you think it would have had the same outcome?
You know, I really feel like, for me personally, I had to send that letter. And I think that, you know, possibly it could have, but I know when he realized what I was going through, I think it just made a very special, special time. And from that point on, both of our lives were different and very much impacted by that letter. And too, Rose, God led it.
Yes, and your relationship with God probably deepened.
Yes.
Because of that.
Yes.
Because there is something about our earthly fathers that, you know, they are in place of God until we grow old enough to really connect with God directly. And I think that the better relationship you have with your earthly father, even into, you know, your older age, the better relationship you have with your heavenly father.
They are an imperfect shadow of a perfect God and Father. And sometimes that's a stumbling block for people, Rose. They get caught in looking at their earthly father,
yeah,
and they equate God the Father with their earthly father. And what I like to, when I minister to women that are going through that kind of pain, I like to encourage them to understand that their earthly fathers, with all their flaws and all their issues, they are just a mere shadow of what a true father should look like.
Yes.
And the true father should look like God the Father.
Yes.
And that's the only model we can look at.
Yes.
Because all earthly, whether it's your father, your mother, your best friend, people will fail you. And therein lies the importance of the gospel and the importance of the written word of God, because we get a true picture of what Father God should look like. He's loving. He's kind. He's just.
Yes.
He's righteous. He's holy. He's perfect. Now, that's the kind of father we all need, Rose.
Yes. And he desperately loves you.
Yes, desperately. No matter where you are in your life.
And whether you're doing right or wrong, he's working to woo you back to him.
Yes.
It never stops.
Yes.
Until you totally shun and reject.
Yes.
It's in your court.
Yes. My father's father walked away from his godly call, and he abandoned my father when he was 6 years old.
Mm.
So my father struggled through that abandonment with his own father. And so the pain is real.
It is.
When people do not have a godly father to model after, there's a lot of confusion. But there is hope, because God, like you said, is a father to the fatherless. And so part of this effort of No Regrets is learning to look at how we should live our lives. We need to live our lives looking forward, not backward. We need to learn to live and model after God and his love and compassion for people.
Yes, and it correlates with the Apostle Paul when he came to the end of his life and said, I have fought the good fight. It is not an easy thing to live life with no regrets.
Yes.
Your father stopped a lot of pain, because by all rights, from a humanistic point of view, he should have done the same thing that his father did.
Yes. important.
Yes.
That's so important, Rose. How do we leave a good legacy for our children? We love Christ. We walk like Christ. We love like Christ. I did a post on Facebook a while back, and it just had a tremendous response. And it was, forgiveness is a reflection of God in us. And it was amazing the responses that I got, Rose, because truly God forgives us. He looks at us and he forgives all our failures, all of our shortcomings, all of our sin. If he will lay his son down, sacrifice his own son for you and I, how can we not forgive another person? I mean, that's just tremendous when you think about it. We're to model after him. And if he forgives, then we too can forgive, no matter what they've done. I had a woman who I knew in Nashville, and her 16-year-old daughter was murdered. A man walked into their home and literally cut her throat. And 10 years later, that woman walked into prison, told the man, "I forgive you for murdering my 16-year-old girl," and she led that man to the Lord. Now, that's the power of forgiveness. Life-changing, radical forgiveness that goes far beyond what our minds can think. With God's help, Rose, we can do that.
Yes, we have about 2 minutes left in this show, and I did want you to talk a little bit about the chapter Abundant Joy. I think that would be a great note to leave, yes, you know, to leave our listeners with.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, a lot of people don't really realize they will go through their life without joy. When I faced the illness that I struggled with for a year and a half, Rose, it was eye-opening. We need to grab on to every moment God gives us. And through the love of Jesus Christ, what we've been given, we understand the deep, rich joy that is only found in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not found in the world. It's not found in success or fame or money or vacations.
Amen.
Or the golf course. It is found in Jesus Christ alone. He said, "I leave you my joy." And so we need to understand where joy is found. First, it's found in salvation through Jesus Christ. It's found every time we use our spiritual gifts that God's given us to bless another person. It's the joy that we experience when we reach out to help someone in need. There's nothing like that kind of joy. Apostle Paul knew that. Jesus knew that, and now we, the church, need to experience that kind of deep, abiding joy. And Rose, what we need to do is take our eyes off of self and look at others. And when we do that, that's when we find the greatest joy in life.
Amen.
We will find our greatest joy when we're fulfilling the destiny and the call in which Jesus Christ put us here to accomplish.
Amen.
That's joy.
That's joy. And what a great note to end the show on. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you so much, Rose.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.